E-bike crackdown, police guide released amid government action stall. The rise of electrically powered two-wheelers poses a challenge for law enforcement, with many machines blurring the line between a bicycle and a powered two-wheeler. The Motorcycle Industry Association, MCIA, and Bicycle Association have stepped in to produce a police guide on illegal e-bikes, effectively filling a space where industry figures say government-backed guidance has yet to materialize in any meaningful form. The document, titled A Guide to Identifying Non-Compliant E-Bikes, has been produced for frontline officers who are increasingly encountering electrically powered two-wheelers that blur the line between a bicycle and a powered two-wheeler. At the heart of the guide is a simple three-stage assessment process designed to help officers determine whether a vehicle qualifies as a legal electrically assisted pedal cycle, EAPC, whether it requires type approval, and whether it is actually being used within the limits set out in law. Current regulations require an EAPC to have pedals capable of propelling the vehicle, a motor rated at no more than 250W continuous power, and electrical assistance that cuts out at 15.5 miles per hour, 25 kilometers per hour. If a vehicle falls outside those parameters, it can be treated as a motor vehicle and becomes subject to requirements such as registration, insurance, a license, and the use of an approved helmet. The guide places particular emphasis on how a vehicle performs in the real world rather than simply how it left the factory. Officers are advised to look for signs of tampering, unrestricted riding modes, throttle-only operation at speed, and evidence that speed limiters have been removed. This approach highlights the importance of considering actual use rather than just paper compliance when determining road use classification.